And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is when you feel lost. We see that many of you at this time of year, when the new year is upon you, and you are wondering why you are here. What is ahead for the coming year? We see also that you have a great quantity of fear going on. And that is when the opening for the vibration of feeling lost enters your systems. So here we begin by telling you that the truth is, you are never lost. You cannot be lost. You are in the tender and caring embrace of God, that creative source that you manifest, that creative source from which you come from. God is not ever lost, so how could you, its manifestation, be lost? So we ask you to reframe the thought that is coming to you as it is saying that you are lost. Simply stand in the presence of this vibration, which is fear-based, and say to it, I know the truth, and you are not the truth. I am in the care of the God that created me. And breathe, and come back home. And ask yourself the question, what is going on right now? The truth is, it may be energy coming in from the outside, not yours at all. So you may, in discovering this, simply dismiss it. You also may give it to God and ask that the energy is recycled for the best and highest for life on planet Earth. And if it is not coming from the outside, then you turn tenderly to all of the parts of you and ask the question, what is going on here? Not what is wrong, but what is going on here? And you will hear answers that there may be things coming up that are unknown and unsettling. And if that is the case, you simply talk to yourself. This is self-care, self-compassion. And from your truth, the ground of your being, you say to yourself, I know that I am in God's care. I know that God knows all and knows everything that is unfolding in my life, even before I know it. So we can be calm and settled and trust. We are cared for. We are loved. The human mind, the ego mind, which is fear-based, will try to dig up some reasons again for you to feel lost or disturbed or not on solid ground. Dear ones, you are always on solid ground. You are always, as you listen to God, and your spirit in perfect place, in perfect time. It is important, of course, to be in touch with and talking with God and your spirit. God and your spirit are as close to you as your breath. They are not somewhere afar off where you have to be a good human being and then you can ask for help. This is not the design of creation. God and your spirit are right with you. Your spirit is having a human experience. It has asked for the experiences that are coming to you. Even if you may say, "How is that possible? This is too painful, too sorrowful," or "I can't handle this." The truth is, you have everything you need to do the life with grace that you have in this lifetime. As you know, you have had many lifetimes in the past, and you will in the future, human lifetimes. Your soul and its life stream is continuing, past, present, future. We also say, with this idea of being lost, when someone passes on, someone you love, you may say the words, "I have lost them." This again is not the truth. They are not lost to you. They have simply dropped the human body and, in essence, have stepped into the next room. They are still their spirit, their presence, when you ask for their presence. Spirit is not far away, and we ask you to consider this. It has been a great disbelief with humankind that spirit is afar off. This is not the truth. Spirit is simply a different vibrational pattern than the more dense pattern of the human experience. We understand that this may be a big concept, and we are simply planting the seed with you, and we ask that this seed unfold and blossom within you, this seed that will bring greater understanding to you about this word, lost. As you continue on in your life, we ask you to be aware of any thought form that comes in that causes fear. Fear will, as you accept it, cause you to lean out of your central core. Come back to your central core by telling the thought form the truth, whether it is not yours, and that means it came from the outside, and you simply dismiss it or give it to God, or if it is yours, that you have the conversation within yourself to calm and to quiet and to tell the truth. When you tell the truth, the lie can no longer exist. It is like turning on a light. The darkness is dispelled. The truth dispels the lie. They cannot live together. You are always cared for. You are always home, protected, comforted, guided, directed by the God that created you and your spirit. We ask you to feel this protection and this all-encompassing, ever-present love. It is the truth. Stand with this truth. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.